Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 437 for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Phil France Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Wednesday morning, seeing some follow-through buying interest after yesterday's rally. Canola is up $5 to $7, the July contract up $6.10 at $497.10 per ton. Gains in outside markets, including Chicago soybeans, Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed, and crude oil, all served to underpin the market to start the day. Weather concerns are also a primary driver in canola, with many areas of Western Canada still looking dry with only limited rain in the forecasts. However, the sharp gains the past 2 days could be seen as a selling opportunity by some participants, and that would limit the advances. The nearby July contract did touch the psychological $500 per ton level at one point this morning, but ran into resistance and backed away from those highs. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Soybeans are up 6 to 9 cents, the July contract up 7 at $9.64 per bushel. Speculative short covering is a feature in beans, with the ongoing weather concerns in the Midwest providing the catalyst for that buying interest. Excess moisture continues to cause delays, seeding the last of the U.S. soybean crop, and the concern now is that some intended acres will be left unplanted. However, the large South American crop remains a bearish influence, with production estimates out of that continent continuing to be revised higher. Corn, it's up 3 to 7 cents, the July contract up 7 at $3.61 per bushel. While corn seeding is complete across the U.S., that excess moisture in parts of the Corn Belt is also hurting the yield prospects for that crop. Speculative buying was also a feature. For wheat, prices there 7 to 9 cents higher, the July contract in Chicago up 8 at $4.97 per bushel, as a tropical storm hitting Texas and other parts of the southern plains hurts the winter wheat crops there. Wheat crops in other parts of the world, including Russia, Europe, and Australia, have also been downgraded recently due to adverse weather, and that also provided support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France Workington.